Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Dan, I'm going to be babysitting my two-year-old nephew this weekend.
Oh, that's cool, Patrick.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some lullaby music for when he needs to nap. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, you could always go with Raffy, but I did just hear a great version of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay, it's the middle of the week here, Dan Gursky, and it's, gosh, what a lovely weather week it's been. I could sit back here forever, as I have been doing.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. It's really comfortable for sleeping out here.
Yeah, it's lovely.
If you've noticed, Jane was not willing to give up the bed.
No.
So Patrick got the,
that's right.
Got the couch out here.
Yeah, and it was nice, though. Somebody threw a blanket over me at some point during the night.
Get the fan going.
Very nice. You know, and as you mentioned yesterday, we probably should let people know that this is Rockin' the Suburbs. And I am Patrick Foster.
And I'm Dan Gursky. And as it turns out, we're actually rocking DC. So
that's right.
Just to confuse people even further, if we don't give you the right name, then we'll just make up a new one.
That's right. So, rocking the district.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which we have to do on occasion.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very suburban part of DC,
yep.
But it still is in just inside the border from Maryland.
That's right.
So we're proud DC residents.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lovely, lovely spot here. And you've got an incredible backyard and garden going, man. Everything is just blooming like crazy. It's
yeah, the
fantastic.
Birds are flying. Fortunately, no one has fired up the lawnmower,
which
can be a problem.
Yep,
and if it was 6 in the morning on trash day, they'd be coming down the alley right out here behind us, which is not very pleasant. But right now, you really couldn't ask for better.
Now, are you one of those guys that'll mow your lawn right early in the morning, 7 o'clock?
No, I'm one of those guys who really doesn't mow it. I mow it off. I'm not going to say I don't mow it. I don't mow it often enough. A friend of mine who lives in a suburb of DC in Virginia, they have a sort of an informal rule in their neighborhood that nobody mows on Sunday until the afternoon.
Okay.
Sort of
like,
you know, let's be sort of religious and quiet on Sunday mornings.
Right. That's nice.
And I thought that was pretty civilized because
we
get the lawn service people that come out at absurd hours. It's like, can you guys wait till 8 o'clock instead of 7?
No, I can't. We got 75 lawns to cut today.
Right.
We have to be here.
Who cares if it's raining it's a hurricane.
Doesn't
We're
going
to cut your lawn.
I'm firing up this big golf course mower. I'm going to mow your lawn in 4 minutes.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly what happens.
So this has nothing to do with the topic at hand.
Now, tell us a little bit, Dan, about your background. I mean, people have heard that you're from New Mexico and you know, that you've spent a long time writing and reporting, right? But tell us a little bit about your kind of musical background. I don't know if we've ever really gotten into that. What are your earliest kind of, was there an album in high school? Well, you mentioned kind of that college was a big turning point.
Yeah, and this is another idea for a podcast.
Okay.
I had two older brothers, two older sisters.
Right.
Different genres of music. Like if Jane ever comes back, she's hiding so we don't put her on the microphone.
Yeah, I think that's what she's doing.
Jane's parents actually exposed her to a lot of music. My parents were pretty much classical opera, I didn't like that stuff. But my brothers, who were older, 6 and 8 years older than me, had pretty extensive record collections. So that's when I first heard The Who. And I remember Mountain for some reason.
Yeah.
You remember them?
Leslie West.
Had a lot of Mountain albums, Inagata De Vida, The Band, all this stuff. Actually, maybe I'll write a piece about Spotify, because Spotify has been sort of really eye-opening for me, sort of to listen to all this stuff that you used to have. And we'll get to this tomorrow. We're going to talk about a little bit about records and CDs, and we can talk about this a little bit more. But the first album I ever remember buying with my own money was Paul McCartney's first solo album. That would be something, really would be something. Reaching the falling rain, mama. Reaching the falling rain. Reaching the falling rain, mama. Reaching the falling rain. Reaching the falling rain, mama. Reaching the falling rain. That would be something. It really. That it pretty much he played all the instruments on. And so that one and Ram, I mean, I was like, I wasn't that old. I was 8 or 10 years old. And
wow.
I've gone back and listened to those in their entirety via Spotify because I have no idea where those albums are, which, you know, as a lot of people do. And they hold up pretty well. And so, yeah. So then, you know, in New Mexico at the time, not really a sophisticated musical place. So a lot of Southern rock.
Yep.
A lot of heavy metal. There might have been people that were into punk sort of high school years. I graduated in, you know, the late 70s.
Right.
But really it was... It was going to California and then spending a year in college in England, particularly that just like it's the stuff that I still listen to today.
Right.
I've left a lot of that stuff behind. But the funny thing is I can go home, like let's say go to a high school reunion and people are still listening to the same music that they did in high school. And I'm like, man, you know, there was some good music made since 1979.
Right.
Maybe you should try it. I mean, especially now. Like, I love, you know, what's happening in music today.
Yeah.
It's just like an incredible variety of good stuff.
It really is.
And I have to give you guys credit. You know, the podcast has exposed me to a lot of really great stuff that I wouldn't have listened to otherwise.
Well, thank you. And, you know, as listeners may remember, you know, Dan and I know each other from having offspring that played sports together, soccer particularly. And I was always enchanted by Dan's stories. They'd be like, yeah, we had a party. It lasted like 4 days. And somebody's mom called and said, have you seen so-and-so? I saw him like on Friday, but I haven't seen him since Sunday.
I saw him in a tree a couple days ago.
That's right.
Sorry. That's all I can tell you.
I think I was in the tree. I'm not sure.
Well, that's also, that's sort of small town-ish stuff. You know, there's nothing to do. So you make your own entertainment.
Right. You make a 4-day party.
And there's bands. You know, the other thing is there's always sort of like some local cover bands that are playing that same kind of music that you listen to. You know, you got the band that can play all those same heavy metal,
do a good
hard rocking favorites, you know. And then there's the whole genre of sort of like Boston foreigner sticks.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, what do you call that horrible genre of music in the 70s? That sort of seeped in as well. But, you know, I think the people I hung out with mostly resisted that.
Right. So. The bad AOR kind of stuff that was happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And today we're not going to talk about AOR, but we're going to talk. This is a really interesting idea. So I love this idea. I think we should probably do it more. So kind of set up how this germinated.
Let's play the song first.
Okay.
And then we'll take it from there. How about that? Jane just stuck her head out and Pat and I were both nodding our heads and pounding the table and all that. So anyway, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana, a perfect song. Yet, here's the show.
Okay.
It's been covered, and I know you guys love covers. This song has been covered an obscene amount of times.
Okay.
So here's where I thought of this idea. So we were driving somewhere, had a weird Spotify playlist on. It was, I think it might have been a folk kind of thing. Yeah. And so this song came on in French, and it took me a minute. I'm like, whoa,
that is
Nirvana. So I thought, wow, that's really great. I mean, it obviously is not as good as the original. And started looking into it and discovered, like we said, there's a whole bunch of covers. So we're just going to do a Smells Like Teen Spirit cover show.
Love it.
So, and I think there is probably potential for a lot of other songs
as well.
I mean, you know, there's some unique covers, but there's certain songs that just like, people gravitate to and just want to do their own version of it.
Totally iconic, amazing songs.
Yeah. So anyway, I think we should play this French version. It's by a group called Freedom Fry. And there's some English in here too. But I think this is kind of great. So this is a good way to kick it off. On prend un revolver. C'est drôle pourtant de faire semblant. C'est une grande gueule.
Et souvent seul, oh non, je me sens à contre-temps. Hello, 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 hello.
So that's fantastic.
Isn't it?
I've never heard that before. It's so good.
Yeah.
Remember, I love the acoustic guitar.
I was saying at the beginning that possibly we would have some songs that nobody had heard before.
Yeah.
That might be on Spotify, not necessarily, but that is like just a fabulous
it
version.
Really
of that,
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I assume the group's French. I did not look up the bio or anything.
Yeah. I'm not really sure.
But I like the way they sort of riff between French and English a little bit.
Yeah, that was great. And man, when you have a riff that good and you can play it on an acoustic guitar and it still sounds really good, like that's really cool.
And actually, I did not really go far afield to look for ones in other languages, yeah. But we're pretty much sticking to English. Okay. So that's...
Well, I'm sure there are some.
That's unique.
Yeah,
so
that was a great start. So you heard that and that kind of triggered the whole thing.
Yeah, I love
that.
Should we tell about where the name...
Let's talk about that, because we were just talking about that before we turned the mics on. So it's a really interesting story for those who... Some may know it, but others, I think we should probably set the record straight.
And it's also, if you search for Smells Like Teen Spirit covers, you'll get a video of Kathleen Hanna, and actually just one of the podcasts that aired recently.
Yes.
Was her singing, what was that? Los Tigres.
Yeah, La Tigre and Decepticon. Yeah, I picked that for Perfect Pop when we were talking to the Pyramid Scheme.
So she tells this whole story before she plays a version of it. And apparently, you know, the short version is she and Kurt Cobain, where Kathleen Hanna, were out partying pretty heavily, ended up back at his apartment and a rental apartment, it should be noted. And she found he was asleep. So she found some Sharpies or something to start writing on the wall. And she wrote all kinds of interesting things, including Kurt Smells Like Teen Spirit. So I think he said, hey, I found something on my wall that's a great title for a song. And she's like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
And she was a little bit surprised by what he came up with. And so the rest is history.
That's beautiful. That's a fantastic way to name a song.
So let's do something a little different.
Yeah.
You want to do the sort of old-timey version?
I love this. Yeah, absolutely.
Load up, load up, and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. A mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah.
Wow.
Kurt Cobain probably never imagined that happening. That is Paul Anka.
That's Paul Anka. Wow.
And he did it live on Letterman is where I came
That's
across
incredible.
It initially. What can you say?
It reminds me a little bit of the way, have you ever heard of Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine?
Dangerous. Here we are now. anxious. Here we are now. Entertain us. I'm a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito.
Kind of the way he would arrange things, but I don't think Paul was joking, right? He was totally serious.
No, that was a full-out, yeah. you know, arrangement. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it was so amazing. Got the swinging horns.
So what you discover is there are so many weird versions. There's like lullabies.
Yeah.
The Muppets did a barbershop quartet version. There's a band called Two Cellos, but I thought we had done enough cellos. It's actually kind of awesome. They really, there's like percussion and sort of the melody going at the same time.
Yeah.
There's, I think it's a pretty popular karaoke version.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So there's a lot of karaoke versions.
Now, what do you think inspires all that, you know, cover versions, like all the sort of, you know, love to want to sing it yourself or do your own interpretation of it? It's just so iconic.
Yeah, but it is, it's not a song that older people, you know, it's like the Paul Anka people are not going to listen to that song.
No.
It's a pretty loud, you know, cranking song. So yeah, I don't know,
it's really interesting. It was like in some ways a turning point for a certain kind of music, right? It's kind of the, you know, the moment grunge sort of happened, you know, if depending on how you look at it. But I guess that's part of it too.
Yeah.
It really,
honestly,
is that.
I remember hearing that for the first couple times and thinking, am I supposed to like this? Should I be embarrassed that I like this? But I'm like, I do really like this. And I'm like, everyone's like, yeah, it's okay. But it was like very different. And it wasn't like anything that I was really listening to. Right. But it's like every time it came on, you turned it up and you sort of, you know,
never turned it off.
Your head started, you know,
shaking. Yeah.
And that was it. So again, you know, the Paul Anka is not going to top the Nirvana, but an interesting version.
Yeah, without a doubt. Very, very cool.
Yeah. So
what else you got in your bag
see.
Of tricks?
I think we're going to try a Patti Smith. Pretty straightforward version. So, and there's a lot of them that are really not that different. Sort of, you wonder sort of why people do covers that are pretty straightforward, but why not?
So, well, it's Patti Smith, so she can do it if she wants.
She can do what she wants.
Up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, myself assured. I know a dirty word.
That was interesting. It was kind of a ramble that was kind of building to something there.
Yeah. Was that mandolin?
Might have been.
Banjo?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sounded a little bit like Fables of the Reconstruction there. It got weird.
Yeah. And I think it's the chorus, you know, that people sort of latch on to. You can do sort of anything you want other than that. And then when they get into that,
that's
it's like,
a good point.
That's a good, you know, that's anyone can sing that.
That's right.
Or play an instrumental, as we're going to see.
And sing whatever words you want.
Right.
Because nobody's really sure what he's actually saying.
Right. Actually, those are much more clear than the original.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Can actually hear Mosquito. So that's from Outside Society 2011. I'm not sure if that's a compilation or what, but there's a couple of versions of it on there.
Yeah, there seem to be a few versions of that that she did.
Yeah, so. Very cool. But yeah, even just kind of browsing Spotify, there's quite a few versions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from all over
you
the map.
You could spend an entire day probably listening. So this was a random selection. Yeah. So, but broad. Broadly representative sampling.
Very representative sampling. Yeah.
So that would be great for someone to people to suggest other
absolutely
songs. You got to have a good number of covers to pick from because you don't want to have to just play all of the ones that are out there. If
that's
there's
right.
only four of them out there and they're not that good, then you're sort of stuck with whatever.
So. We could make an epic Smells Like Teen Spirit playlist.
Yeah.
That would be good. And when I say we, I mean Intern Sam.
Absolutely.
He could do that. That would be really fun for him.
Well, and then there's like 17, like the I was mentioned the karaoke versions. There's literally like two dozen karaoke versions.
That's
because, you know, you need a different version to sing along with, right?
That's right. You don't want to sing. You don't want to be up there singing the Nirvana version.
Right. I don't know how Spotify karaoke works, but apparently there's probably no words, so you just make them up and sing along.
That's right, so. I'm going to do a Spotify to the Muppets. It's going to be great. But yes, Dan, if you want to call up Rock in the Suburbs, which is this podcast, you should do that. And that's the best thing to do, really, if you want to suggest a song, because we like to hear your voice and we like to play it on the air. And we have a correspondence intern now who's been doing an amazing job for us. And I want to say thank you to him for organizing all the comments that we get on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or email. And our email is rock@suburbspod.com. And you can do this, Dan, because you're listening to the show
every day. And if you feel like telling about when you did, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit karaoke, that would be an amazing thing to call in
and talk
about.
That would be really like the best thing.
I'm sure someone must have done it. Come on.
Yeah, I know somebody's done it. Yeah, I know they have. Bud Verge, are you out there? Come on. And the best way to do that is to call the Suburban Party line. And I have the number right here. I should just get a tattoo of it so I don't forget.
Yeah.
Because what if I don't have a computer in front of me? It's 612-440-1984. That's it.
Four digits. All I got.
Yeah. That's all I have usually, too, without the internet. So all you have to do is just call up and do that.
Or sing. If you want.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
That's right. You can sing. That would be even better, actually. Echo Park Jimmy, you're on. But thank you very much, Dan, again, for the hospitality. We got another show that we're going to pull out, and this one's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to this.
The wife has disappeared
she
yet again.
She disappeared again because I think she knew we were getting close.
We're planning something that may somewhat embarrass Jane. We're going to do it.
We're going to do
with
it anyway.
Or without her.
That's right.
So, and this will be kind of fun. I think a lot of people will relate to this.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward
to this. Start looking in your garage. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right.
For a garage and an attic.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Dan, because it is the year of free stuff here on Rockin' the Suburbs. So if you do have a box of, you know, anything you want to send our way, email us, rock@suburbspod.com, and we'll tell you where you can send that, or we'll back a truck up to your house.
And I am Patrick is leaving tonight with a bunch of free stuff, whether he wants it or not. So that's my gift to the
a big grocery bag
gift to the podcast.
Yeah, you got one of those big IKEA blue bags you can fill up.
Probably,
I'll take that.
We'll find one for you.
Now, tell us, Dan, what are we going to play out with? Because I'm really excited. I love this band, and we've talked about them a few times before.
Yes. So this is Los Straitjackets.
Yeah,
I know
a cool band.
Somewhat about them, but you know a lot more. So why don't you tell us why you love them so much?
I just love this band. They're like a great surf instrumental band that also wears Mexican wrestling masks. And you know, I just think that everything they do has a lot of spirit to it. It's very tight. They just understand the essence of rock and roll from like the 50s all the way up to now. And they're still, you know, you can still see them all the time, and they do everything really, really tastefully and really well.
And yet Paul Anka is much weirder than this.
Right.
Go figure.
All right. So here it is, folks. Los Straitjackets doing Smells Like Teen Spirit. We're going to talk to you tomorrow. I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Dan Gursky.
And we will speak to you soon. We'll be right back.
with the marker in my hand. And I woke up, and I had one of those hangovers where you think that if you walk in the next room, there could be a dead body in there. So I wasn't that happy when 6 months later, Kirk called me up and said, "Hey, do you remember that night?" I was like, "Ew." So then Kirk was like, "Well, there's this thing that you wrote on my wall, and it was actually kind of cool, and I want to use it as a lyric in one of my songs." And I was like, "As long as I can get out of this conversation and not think about it anymore, I'm totally cool. So you can use whatever you want." And then I hung up, and I was like, how the f*** is he going to use Kirk Smells Like Teen Spirit?